This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrettson Building Supply. Sergeant Brad O'Dell of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office on. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So we want to talk about the Archie Creek fire 1 year ago this week. Before we jump into that, though, give us a kind of a quick recap of yesterday afternoon. A lot of response, not just from fire personnel, but from law enforcement and other folks to this fire out off of Little River Road.
Yeah, so yesterday afternoon, probably at about 4 o'clock, we became aware of a new fire start off of Mystic Mountain Lane outside of Glide on Little River. So we were coordinating with DFPA, and DFPA reached out and said that there was some concern about some structures. There was information that there was a barn that was already on fire and some additional structures that were threatened. And so the fire managers felt that it would be appropriate for us to issue some evacuations. It was determined that Mystic Mountain Lane should be under a level 3 evacuation because of the danger to that area, as well as the level 2 from Little River Road at Mystic Mountain on up to the Peel store. So the sheriff's office had a significant response. We had a lot of help from our partners at Oregon State Police that also responded that way, and we began making those notifications. Search and rescue also came out, and we were able to utilize those folks who have had some training in evacuations and fire response.
Well, I know it was a busy time, and it was real quick moving yesterday. You could tell that there was a big effort to move real quick on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we learned last year that these things move so quickly or can move quickly. And so it's important to get that information out to the public as quickly as possible, as well as getting residents notified.
So let's back up and take a look at the Archie Creek fire situation from 1 year and 2 days ago. When did you first become aware of that fire?
I think that I got a phone call probably somewhere around midnight from one of the patrol sergeants who told me that there was a pretty significant fast-moving fire that was burning, had started on French Creek Road and then was making its way towards North Bank. He had called to inform me that there were some patrol deputies headed out to make notifications, and he was requesting assistance with that. We already knew we were under a red flag warning at that time because that had been relayed through the National Weather Service. I think DFPA had put some information out as well. And so we were already aware that there were forecasted significant winds for the area. And so when he called, I could tell that he was really concerned with the amount of wind that was in the area and how quickly the fire was spreading. So that's when I first became aware of the fire. And, you know, I consider that to be part of the Archie because that's where the initial response really began.
Yeah, and it was a few hours later when things really moved in. I mean, the other fire was dealt with, and then it was the emphasis was on the Archie Creek as it really heated up.
Yeah, so as we were sitting in the command post, which was at the Glide Fire Department, myself and the fire chief, as well as Wayne Stinson, the emergency manager, and I believe that Commissioner Freeman was there as well, we started hearing some information about a fire that was burning up the North Umpqua. And at that time, I can't recall now, but there was a name that they were calling it. I want to say that it was something like the Milepost 37 fire or something. And so we had this information about a fire that the Forest Service was on their way to evaluate and determine what was going on in that area. And then that's where things really kicked off.
I know that morning was very busy for those of you in law enforcement because as that ramped up, there was a quick effort to get a lot of people out of there. And it was done successfully without any loss of life.
Yeah, as the day progressed, we began to learn that, you know, the fire was moving quickly and that there were spots that were happening, spot fires happening ahead of the main fire. and that information was coming in and it was being relayed. We started pulling a lot of law enforcement resources in. We had a significant amount of help from the Oregon State Police. And we began going to these homes and trying to notify people that the fire was moving in their direction. And there became a point where things were really hectic. You know, it seemed like we were placing one area under an evacuation of some sort, and then we were jumping ahead to a new area because it was moving so rapidly.
And the day and that week, had you ever experienced anything quite like that?
I had not. This was definitely a unique response. I have no concept of time. I think I've said that a few times. You know, I know that I can recall events that have happened throughout the day, but at certain points in the day, I can't tell you, you know, what time we did what evacuation or what exactly transpired. I do recall that it was extremely busy. We were being bombarded with information that was important, and we needed to get out. And that's where I really started turning towards the Facebook Live videos. I found that I was able to get information out to the public so quickly by hopping on there, and that the news outlets were actually picking up the information from those videos as well. So it was really a good opportunity to get the information out, and that's what our response was really about, was the people in those communities and getting the information out to them as quickly as possible so that they could take the appropriate action.
And as it turned out to be a historic fire and something that we're still dealing with the remnants and the aftermath from a year later.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of rebuilding that's happening out in that community. You know, the community really pulled together. You know, there's been a significant recovery effort from the county level. I know FEMA has been involved, and there's also been some local organizations out in the community that have been helpful in that regard. But, you know, there are still effects that are happening. You know, and yesterday is a good example of that. You know, it was 1 year from the day that Archie had kicked off, and you know, here we found ourselves again kind of in a similar situation. And I know that a lot of members of the community really kind of became anxious about that and, you know, had some concerns. I don't want to say flashbacks, but definitely some trauma that was kind of brought back up to the surface.
Yeah, some perspective there from Sergeant Brad O'Dell, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, looking back at the Archie Creek fire. Brad, anything else you want to share with folks before we go?
You know, the only really the only thing that I want to reiterate to people is, you know, having a level of preparedness is so important, not just for fire season, but for as we begin entering into fall and winter. Having that emergency plan prepared, discussing things with your family, knowing that in the event that you do have to evacuate, what items might you take? Identify those things, make an emergency evacuation kit, and being prepared and ready to go if something were to happen. And then also registering for the emergency notification system. If you haven't done that, or if it's been a while since you've done that, I encourage everyone to go to dcso.com/alerts and verify that you are registered, that you have current contact information in there. If you've moved, make sure to update your address. That information is so critical for us to be able to get timely information out to the public.
All right, Sergeant Brad O'Dell, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:42, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.